Thank you for such a warm introduction, Jeff, and for inviting me to come share in this wonderful simcha. Mazel tov to all of you. The Mesaimim, part of such a wonderful chabura. It's a schuss to be here. I want to share with you, over the last, it's coming up on 6 years, it'll be after Shavuos, I've been giving shiurim on Gedolei Yisrael. It started off weekly, now it's every other week, and that's really the basis of this Sefer, 33 Days Towards Shavuos, seeing the history of Klal Yisrael through the eyes of the Gedolim. Specifically, the Sefer is referring to this period of Svira. And this past week was share number 174, so if anyone wants to start catching up, you have your work ahead of you, Baruch Hashem. And over the last few months, some of the shiurim have focused on certain gedolim who have commentaries on Seder Kodshim. In fact, I was in Cincinnati last week and I told someone my last year was on the Keren Ira. And he said to me, why did Keren Ira write on Kodshim? So I said, okay, you have to listen to the shiur and you'll hear. And I want to share with you the schus I think that we have today in every one of you who zeichet to be Messiahim, Zvachim, Menachas, move on to Chulin. The schus that we have to be able to learn Kodshim. What does that mean? The Chavetz Chaim put together a sefer called Asifas Zekeinim, a gathering of Zekeinim. In that sefer, he put four different mefarshim on Kodshim. The four different mefarshim, one is called the Tzoyim Kadoshim, written by Rabbi Avram Chaim Shar. He has on other parts of Shas called Teres Chaim. He lived in the 1600s, early 1600s. Another one was Rav Ram Shmuel Kaidenover, known as the Birchas HaZevach, in the back of the Gemaras, under the Rosh Tiferes Shmuel, that's him. And he also put the Panim Meiros, and then a fourth one as well. And the Chavetz Chaim writes, in his Hakdama to this Sefer, he says, I want to tell you, that the Seder Kodshim, Lifnei Bo'u Eilu HaGa'inim, before these Ga'inim, now we're talking again, 1600s, the Tzayin Kadoshim, the Birchas HaZevach, before they came, HaYazeh HaSeder Moli Kimshoinim, it was full of weeds. He says they weren't able to learn Kodshim. The Rashis, from the beginning of the Masechta to the end of the Masechta, was one long run-on sentence. There were no Dibra Maschils, there were no beginnings, there were ends. Taisvis was like that. This is what the Chavetz Chaim writes. V'chol kein kol divrei ha-taisvis b'dibur echad. It was one long dibur. At sheba baal birchas ha-zevach. He was the first one that came and he started fixing things up. He started being mesaderit. He started making it available. And the Tzayin Kadoshim did the same thing. Now there is a haskama that the Chayze Milublin wrote. The Chayze Milublin wrote Haskama, I think it's to the Birchas HaZevach. And he writes, when I was young, I had a desire to write a sefer to explain Seder Kodshim. Because it's well known, the great mitzvah to be Oisik in Hilchas Kodshim. Like you just had in the end of Menachos, Kala Oisik B'Tairas Ayla, Kilu Hikrev Ayla. If you learn about it, as if you brought it. Vasefer Kodshim. This is the Vaseder Kodshim who can my Sefer HaChosum. It's a closed book, says the Chayze Milublin. The Eime Muga Kiroi hasn't been edited properly like the other Gemaras that we have. Who edited them? The Marsha, the Marshal, the Maram. Those were the other Gemaras that we have in the backs of the Gemaras and on the sides of the Gemaras. He says they weren't edited properly. Umistama, he says, why is that? Probably when they were learning in their yeshivas with their talmidim, they didn't learn kodshim. So what they were learning, they worked on and they edited and they fixed up. Why? Why didn't they learn kodshim? The marsha, the marshal, the maram in their yeshivas, obviously they knew kodshim. Wasn't so necessary. It wasn't halacha lemaisa. In those yeshivas, they didn't learn it. And since it wasn't learned by them, it wasn't edited properly. And therefore, it was a very hard sefer. Kadshim was a sefer chasam. Until these gedolim came along and started to work on it. And they understood and they said, we have to make Seder Kadshim available to Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the Karen Ira, like we mentioned, the Karen Ira, who was Rabbi Yitzchak Minkowski, lived in the 1700s, more than 100 years later. Late 1700s, early 1800s. His children write in the Akdama to Karen Ira, why did our father work on Seder Kadshim? Ki Seder Kadshim lo nisparish adayin karoi. It hasn't been explained properly. V'rabu hashibushim. Boy, this is 100 years later. They're still full of mistakes. Lochein amal v'yoga b'roiv tvunasai. He came and he worked and he toiled to try to fix everything up. Why? It was a dark Seder. And therefore he took the Keren Oira, the rays of light, and tried to illuminate this Seder that was dark with people not learning. And therefore, a person has to realize the schus that we have today, the schus that every one of you has to have a Gemara with a Rashi and a Taisa able to learn. In the old Gemaras, I don't know what Gemara you use, but old Gemaras, the Maseiros HaShas was on the side. Now in the new ones, they put it up in the corner. So you have to do a lot of work to figure out the letters and where things are. But you were able to see on the side of the Gemara, Tzadikuf. Tzadikuf. Change the gears. Tzadikuf. With a little asterisk. The Tzayin Kadoshim. The Brichas HaZebach. You're able to see the work that they did clearly that makes it available. So the schus that we have today, the hundreds and thousands of people, are able to be Messiah, Mesechtim, and Achas, and to begin Chulin, and to learn Seder Kadoshim, this is something that for hundreds more, perhaps, years, the Klal Yisrael didn't have it available to properly learn, because the whole Seder Kadoshim was just not Muga until these Gedolim came along. And I want to share with you two things. The Birchas HaZevach writes that the reason he decided to work on Kadoshim is he talks about his life and what a hard life he had. And I speak about in the Sefer a little bit, running away from Vilna in 1655. Vilna was destroyed. Running away, the Tsaris, he was almost killed numerous times. Was on the floor, being kicked, ready to be killed. And he was saved. And he said, I needed to thank Hashem for something. And I remembered halacha l'maisa shelimduni b'soif munachas. I remember halacha l'maisa that I was taught at the end of Masechta Menachos. That what? That as we mentioned before, kol oisek b'tayra, the one who learns about the Torah of the Karbonos, kilu hikriv. Echad amar ba v'echad amamin uvavad she'ichab an liba l'shamayim. So I decided if I have to thank Hashem and bring a Karbon Toida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should learn Seder Kadshim and write a pirush on it and try to make it accessible. Therefore, I turned myself away from everything else I was learning as a thank you to Hashem. This was his karbon he was bringing to Hashem, was what he brought to Klal Yisrael to be able to make it accessible. The Tzayin Kadoshim, as we said before, he didn't actually print his own sefer. His grandson did. And his grandson also talks about how he toiled very hard to try to, the Tzayin Kadoshim, there's a lot of it that's his own, and a lot is the grandson's. It's hard to know what's what. But he also worked very hard to try to make Kadoshim something that's able to be learned by people. And in the middle of his Akdama, he says the following beautiful vart. And he says as follows. Again, quoting the same Gemara that you just learned in Menachos, Kol Oisek B'Torah Kilu Hikriv. So he says like this, he says, Zachar es kirenu, now I remember something. He says, I had a question. Masechet Zvachim, if you can remember back to Masechet Zvachim, it started off with, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishman Ksherim. All karbanas that are shechted and brought Shaloi Lishma is kosher. So he says, and the fifth parak starts, and goes through the list of all the karbanas. He says, I would have thought that should have been the beginning of the Masechta. List off all the karbanas with all of their Roshei Prakim. Then you'll come to all the halachas, lishma, shalei lishma. Why is it that the Masechta started off with this halacha of Shaloi Lishma. So he says as follows. He says, we all know, the Gemara tells us, Lo'ilam Yasa Gadda Mitaira Afilu Shaloi Lishma. A person should learn Torah even Shaloi Lishma, not for the sake of Torah, Shemitaych Shaloi Lishma Balishma. If you start off learning, even not with the proper intentions, I'm not doing it, I'm doing it for covet, I want to be a chacham, that type of shaloi lishma, you learn that way. Because eventually you'll come, the goal would be to come to lishma. However, he says, when you learn seder kachim, if the learning of seder kachim is ki'ilu hikriv karbanas, is as if you brought the karbanas, so he says, that means to say, Seder Kachim is different than the rest of the Torah. In the rest of the Torah, you could say, learn it Shalai Lishma, Shemitayt Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma. Masha'en Kein. By Seder Kachim, you can't say that. Because a person, if he's misasik in Seder Kachim, Shalai Lishma, it's Ki'ilu Hikriv Karban Shalai Lishma. Person wasn't Yaitzeh. So therefore, the first Mishnah in Seder Kachim, in Masech Dezvachim, starts off and says, that Kol HaZvachim Shenizvichu Shaloi Lishman Loyalu Lebailim Shem Chayva. This is how you have to learn Seder Kachim. Not Shaloi Lishma, you have to learn a Lishma. If you want it to be Kilu Hikriv, you want it to be as if you brought the Karbanas, your person has to be Mechavein to learn Seder Kachim Lishma, and then and only then is he Yaitse Yedei Chayvasoi with the Karbanas that he wants to bring. We all know, I'm sure, and if not, the famous Eglei Tal in the Hakdama, where he says, what does it mean to learn Torah Lishma? If we're now telling ourselves, Kala Oisek in Kachim Shalai Lishma, you are not fully Yaitse Yerchiyav, you shall learn Torah's Kachim Lishma, what does Lishma mean? So the Eglei Tal tells us, I heard people mistakenly think that if a person, he learns, and he's mechadish chidushim, and he's happy, and he enjoys his learning, and he has a geshmak in learning, ein zelimud ha-teira kol kach lishma, they think it's a benefit, a personal benefit. I'm enjoying it. That's not lishma. Lishma means it should be as dry as ever, it should be so not geshmak, but I'm going to do it because that's what Hashem wants. He says, oh, these people are making a very big mistake. Tos mefursam, they're making a very, very big mistake. The main mitzvah of learning Torah, to be happy, and enjoy it. But as divrei Torah nivloim b'damai, it becomes a part of you. If you enjoy it, it becomes a part of you. You become Torah-dik. You become connected to Torah. You're davuk by Torah. That is the ikar mitzvah of Torah lishma. So if we're saying that the Tzayin Kadashim is telling us that in Seder Kachim a person has to make an extra effort to make sure he learns lishma, what is that lishma? That lishma means to learn with a geshmak, to enjoy it with an excitement, to think about it, to be sos v'sameach or bizanik b'limudai. That's what it means to learn Torah lishma, and in that way a person is makriv, the karbanas that he's learning, and being yoytze yedei chayvasai. And when we have Baruch Hashem, a chabura, like this chabura, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where there's Magide Shir, all different types. Each one has his own geshmak, and each one has his own niche. And this one talks to this one talks to that person. Every person has to find how he enjoys Torah. What's his lishma? Shalel Bailim, it has to be L'shem Bailim, a carbon you bring for the Bailim, for the owner of the carbon, the one who's bringing it. It has to be his carbon. Torah has to be a person's carbon. Every person has to find his geshmak in Torah, has to find the way he enjoys it. Some people like this malach, other people like this malach. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time that anyone in Klal Yisrael was never in the history of Klal Yisrael, that every person has Torah accessible for him to learn Torah in the most geshmak and enjoyable way possible. This Mahalach doesn't learn, find another Mahalach. You always have something. And such a chabura that gets together and is part of this Daf Yomi and gets together to enjoy themselves, to be part of a chabura, to recognize that we're all one. Torah is ma'achad us. The geshmak of Torah, the brand of Torah is ma'achad us. That's learning Torah lishma. That's kilu hikriv all the karbanas. And my bracha to every one of you is you should continue this geshmak, this achdos. Enjoy Torah to the best way possible. Learn it the best way possible. Become davuk b'Torah. And bez Hashem, we with learning Seder Kachim, you with learning Seder Kachim, will be zaycha kilu hikriv karbanas. And bez Hashem, we should be zaycha to that day where it's no longer kilu. We're actually going to bring all these karbanas that we've learned about. The coming of Mashiach, v'mheira v'yameinu, amen, mazal tov.